You are listening to 94.7 WCSX, WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit.
KC in the morning.
He is cool. Very cool.
94.7 WCSX.
Good morning, it's 94.7 WCSX 607, standing by with Nicole Salem and our first look at traffic. Here's Nicole.
This traffic report is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. With Workforce Traffic, I'm Nicole Salem on 94.7 WCSX.
Old KC, your buddy down the street with your laughter at quarter after. Dana Gould, coming up.
Starting Thursday at the Home Depot.
Top Secret Hotel now.
And now, the laughter at quarter after on 94.7 WCSX.
I've been doing comedy for a long time.
Ken Calvert and your favorite classic rock all morning.
I love the music. It's great.
Now I don't have to flip anymore.
We listen every morning and we're back to listening during the day as well.
94.7 WCSX.
Well, the Tigers go to extra innings, Al. What happens? Jamie with sports in just a few on CSX. Yeah. 94.7 WCSX Sports with Jamie Samuelson, being brought to us by Fantastic Sam's. It's gotta be the hair.
Well, it was a good ball game. Excellent ball game. You know,
So how can they run a commercial with Earl saying to Tiger, what did you learn?
Yeah, I'm getting more and more confused by this all the time. I truly am.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make it simple, all right? Keep it simple, stupid. They call it KISS in radio. How about we do this? 94.7 WCSX, Ken Calvert here. How would you like a pair of tickets to see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers on July 14th at DTE? Tickets are part of the Bell Tire Concert Series. Tickets available at PalaceNet.com and free for you right now. Number 22 at 313-298-WCSX. Yeah. 94.7 WCSX. Congratulations to Mike Bone of Garden City. Good name. Picks up a pair of tickets to see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers on July 14th. Traffic with Nicole Salem is being brought to us by Verizon Wireless. You're smart. Now get smarter with Verizon. It's so immature, Ken. The 3G network that works. We have a problem that's not working right now. It's 696 westbound at Ryan, and here's Nicole Salem.
That is right. With Workforce Traffic, I'm Nicole Salem on 94.7 WCSX.
And a bit of a shocker last night on The Idol. We'll go there at 6:50.
Attention business owners.
Hotel now.
KC and classic rock all morning.
Awesome station.
I'm really digging it.
I just love it.
On 94.7 WCSX.
Five degrees going backwards. We're going to talk Idol here. Talk about Big Mike. People love the Big Mike. Not talking about this one here either, the one I speak into. Here's Stevie Guitar Miller on CSX. Keep on rocking me, baby. 94.7 WCSX and 11 minutes now in front of Bing Bong, the big hour of 7 o'clock. Now, last night, The Idol. You're the expert on this.
No. Yes, KC, I defer to you.
No, you're the idol.
On The Idol.
You're my idol for The Idol. I think they needed this drama, though.
Oh, are you saying it was created? Are you saying it was artificial?
No, I don't say that, but I think the saving therein of Big Mike,
yeah.
I allude to what we're about to play for you.
Right.
If you follow The Idol, Big Mike is, he's a monster dude.
Man. He is, very big guy. He's been one of the fan favorites, I thought, throughout the run so far this season.
Yeah,
maybe not technically the best one, but yeah. But really one
I
of the
think
favorites.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's a very talented guy. They did not like his version of Eleanor Rigby at all.
But most of them did, I thought. Simon was talking about how he had a rough night last night. I was thinking, I thought three of the four judges actually kind of liked him. Simon didn't like
him.
I thought the version of Eleanor Rigby was a little bit odd,
yeah,
I must say.
I thought it was a strange pick for him.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that somebody would do Hey Jude. I mean, I'm sure.
And Let It Be.
Yeah. And I loved Across the Universe.
Yeah.
Big Mike, apparently it comes down to he's done.